Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Jeff Coulter, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivner at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Bazookas in the Spirit, already in progress.
There is a lot of talk today about healthcare and about our healthcare system. All these concerns over what's going to happen with all the changes that are taking place in the healthcare system. And I find it interesting, first of all, just as a side note, the name healthcare system seems like it's a little bit misnamed because no one gets treated until they're sick. So it's really not a healthcare system, it's a sick care system. Just a thought. But also, here's an interesting question, something to ask yourself. The healthcare industry is over a $1 trillion industry. So if they get everybody well, won't they go out of business? Again, an interesting thought. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you have to ask yourself, is that the goal, is to get everybody well? Because it would seem like an awful lot of people would be out of work. An awful lot of people that spent 8 to 12 years in college wouldn't have a job if they, in fact, got everybody well. Is living longer the model or the proof of being healthier? It's interesting, according to the Centers for Disease Control, there's more sickness and disease now than there ever has been. Even more sickness and disease per capita. And I'm going to give you some stats on how many Americans are using prescription drugs. Most of these were as of 2008, again, from the government's website, the Centers for Disease Control. They say that more than 70% of Americans have taken prescription drugs. Now, this is not over-the-counter, but these are prescription drugs. More than 70% of Americans have taken prescription drugs. 90% of Americans who are 60 years or older use at least one prescription drug per month. Over 36%, or more than one-third, of those who are over 60 use 5 prescriptions regularly. They have 5 prescriptions ongoing that they have prescribed to them. More than one-third of those over 60. So although we're living longer, as a general rule, an awful lot of medication is being consumed to get people there. In 2012, prescription drug spending, not doctor visits, not hospital visits, not over-the-counter drugs, prescription drugs, over $400 billion is what was spent in the United States alone. Again, this is according to the Centers for Disease Control. What's interesting to me, and this is what I want to begin to talk about a little bit, is that there is as much sickness in the church as there is in the world. And that seems concerning. It doesn't seem like it should be that way. It doesn't seem like it makes sense that it's that way. And so we're going to look at scripturally what the Word of God has to say about that. Most Christians, because of our experience, believe that sickness just happens. It's random. It's inescapable. It's just a part of life. Sickness, disease comes to everyone. You can't escape it. That's what most churches even teach. You've probably heard the phrase, well, we live in a fallen world. That's why we're subject to sickness, is because that we live in a fallen world. And I've heard some great teachings, and some of them have got some really good points to them, but about how the kingdom of God is here, but because Jesus hasn't fully established his reign, that we're still stuck in the middle, and that we're, again, subject to sickness and disease just like everybody else is. So the question is this, is sickness part of the covenant of grace? Again, depending on your church background, where you came from, Old Covenant or Old Testament, there's multiple covenants that God made. God made a covenant with Noah. God made a covenant with Abraham. Later, God made a covenant with the children of Israel. But in the Old Testament, God had made covenants with mankind. The Abrahamic covenant is the one that we mostly refer to. And then in the New Testament, everybody says, well, we're under grace now. And a lot of people will say things like, well, that doesn't apply to me because we're under grace. And so the question is this sickness part of our covenant under grace? When God came up with the new covenant, which he prophesied in Genesis chapter 3, he said, okay, this is what's going to happen. Your seed is going to, from your seed, is going to crush Satan's head. It's going to bruise his heel. You remember that prophecy? I think it's Genesis 3:15. If you want to write it down, look it up. Is this what God envisioned? Okay, here we go. I'm going to come up with this brand new covenant. It's going to be amazing. Well, it's going to be okay. There's some flaws to it. Is that what God designed from the beginning? Is a covenant that included sickness. Let's look at the Old Testament covenant first, the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant, by the way, was 500 years before the law ever came about. Later on, God added some conditional blessings and curses to the Abrahamic covenant, but let's take a look at what God said initially to Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, this was his name before God changed it, get you out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing, and I will bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you, and in you all families of the earth will be blessed. Pretty amazing blessing from the Lord. Pretty amazing covenant that God established with him. He says, I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. You'll be a blessing. And I'm going to bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Okay, Exodus 15, 26. This is a few hundred years later. And God says to the children of Israel, I'm going to now expand on the blessing or the covenant that I gave to Abraham. This is what he says, Exodus 15, 26. And God said, if you will diligently, God starts the additions to the covenant by using the biggest word, as Pastor Thurman calls it, in the Bible, the word if. God says, if you do some things, then some things are going to happen. That's why I just call them conditional blessings and curses. God says, if you do this, these amazing things are going to happen. God didn't actually say that to Abraham. God just said this was going to happen. Whether you like it or not, go to a land that I'm going to show you, you're going to be amazingly blessed. But God spelled it out for them in a little bit more detail with the children of Israel. And he says, if, so here's the things that they had to do, you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do what is right in his sight, so listening and doing, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. Now here's the promise part. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I've brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And that last phrase, we've got songs out of that phrase, and we've heard that phrase. But the verse before that, God said, here is the conditions for that. If you diligently hearken or listen, you're not going to be able to do this in passing. You're really going to have to listen carefully to what I've said, to the voice of the Lord. And you'll have to do. Jesus gives an example about a wise man and a foolish man. Wise man builds his house on the rock. Rains come, it doesn't get washed away. You probably sang the song when you were a little kid, wise man built. And then Jesus gives the comparison between a foolish man who, when the rains came, his house gets washed away. Both of them were hearers of the Word of God. According to Jesus, the only difference was one did it, one didn't do it. So God starts out here by saying, if you'll listen carefully, but also do. Don't be just hearers of the word, Jesus said, but be doers also. And will give ear to his commandments, keep all of his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases on you. Okay, Deuteronomy 7, verses 12 through 15, God got into specifics with them again and said, these are some of the blessings that I'll bless you with. Wherefore it shall come to pass if, there it is again, wherefore it shall come to pass if you hearken to these judgments, same thing, listen, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant of mercy which he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, multiply you, he will also bless the fruit of your womb, your children, the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, the increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep, the land which he swore to give unto your fathers to give to you. You shall be blessed above all people. Man, amazing. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will, and I want you to remember this phrase for later, but will lay them upon all that hate thee. So far we've looked at three passages of Scripture from the Old Covenant. All of them were amazing. Two of them here talk about no sickness and disease. So I want to just look at a couple of more, again, Scriptures from the Old Covenant to see if this was a pattern, to see if this was something that carries throughout. And there are dozens, maybe hundreds of them that we could look at today, but I'm just going to share a couple more with you. Psalms 103, verses 2 and 3. David starts out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Then he says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all," and I want you to remember this phrase too, "His benefits." Forget not all His benefits. Who forgives? Okay, so here's His benefits. He's going to spell them out for us. Part of the benefits of God, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. And I love Pastor Thurman. He was sharing with somebody on a plane one time who was Southern Baptist, and he told the gentleman, "You don't believe the Word of God." And the man said, "Well, of course I believe the Word of God. I'm Southern Baptist. We believe all the Word of God. That's what we're founded on. We are Word people." And he said, "Okay, what's Psalm 103, verse 3 say?" And the guy says, "Well, you know, who forgives all your iniquities?" Stop. Forgives all your iniquities? God would do that for you? Oh, absolutely. Guarantee it. So if somebody came to you and said, "I'm the worst sinner in the world, and I'm thinking about turning my life over to Jesus, will He forgive me if I ask Him to?" Guarantee it. Every time Southern Baptist will say, "Well, of course, God will. I promise you, God will forgive you." The pastor said, "Okay, continue with the verse then. Who heals all your diseases." Stop. I come to you and I say, "I'm sick. Will God heal me?" Well, just will. Maybe in His time. God heals in different ways. Maybe He'll heal you when you get to heaven. It's a different approach than the first half of the Scripture. Psalm 103 says that part of the benefits of God was that He would forgive all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases.
You have been listening to Jeff Coulter of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Bazookas in the Spirit, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.